Hello, welcome to Screamcast, a slasher podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Olga, and today we're discussing Scream Queens Season 2, Episode 1, entitled Scream Again.
Oh boy. So, we're screaming again with these here Scream Queens.
Mostly out of frustration.
We're screaming out of frustration. So this will be a mini podcast about the premiere, because we're covering both this and American Horror Story, at least that's the plan as it currently stands. So also check out our American Horror Story mini podcast as well.
I can't believe I'm not only signing on for, but probably hooked for another freaking season of Scream Queens.
I can't believe this is how you're leaving, you, because I gave you the door open. I said, if you really don't like this episode, we don't have to continue.
I love to hate it. I think
this is the ultimate guilty pleasure show for me, where there is something, it's like a car wreck. Like, I can't look away. I don't know, like, it bothers me, but I'm hooked. And I don't know why.
So, this season is gonna bother me even more. More than being a college student, it's gonna bother me because of all the medical stuff. So, oh god, fucking hell.
See, now, to me, that's like, just expect it to never be right.
I know. I should. But then they get stuff like, they talk about phlebotomy, and then they totally fuck up how medical school works for them. And I'm just like, you go from zero to, like, 100, not even 60, in no time. Like,
this
what?
But I do think this is an interesting episode, because we just talked about American Horror Story and how it was lacking the Ryan Murphy, you know,
fun,
balls to the wall, insanity, you can't expect what's coming next. This has the, holy fuck, this show is on crack thing.
I love that. Oh, God, I'm miserable.
This show is on the crack. I mean, I honestly, I almost reviewed this show for an actual website, and then I had to back out, because I was like, I don't know what it is that I like about it. There's something.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what it is, honestly, is there is literally nothing else like it.
That's
and I think that is worth something, and especially in this setting of ridiculous, and the style is nice, and the comedy and that dialogue, even though I do think it's kind of hit or miss, there's nothing else like that dialogue on TV.
No.
And
I have to say, this season already with this episode,
they
have toned it down from season one.
Yeah.
Like, at least so far, none of the racist bullshit that we saw, which was one of my biggest issues with it, because of just like, who are you to say this, kind of.
Yeah, as in Ryan Murphy.
Murphy, or even put it in the characters' mouths of like, well, it's satire. And I was like,
I wouldn't expect that necessarily to be gone completely.
I know.
But I do like, there's still the Chanels, but it is a toned down Chanels, and that was necessary. I still would have maybe, I still don't know that I wanted them back, you know, but at least if they brought them back, it's not more of the same completely.
So we've been talking recently about how at least I'll speak for myself now, but this was us, we were so ready for the show to be done with season one. We were like, okay, that was a thing. We saw that thing. We had feelings about the thing, but it had a kind of a conclusive end to it.
Yeah.
And we were pretty satisfied with it. Ish.
Yeah.
And now it's like, but it was over.
They're screaming again.
It was over. I've been through this already.
This weird roller coaster of emotions.
And you know, it feels, at least so far, that they've kind of edited down the unnecessary parts.
Yeah.
Of like a blah protagonist.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the protagonist?
Well, we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
I mean, I will say that I wasn't excited for this season because I don't care at all about medical stuff. The setting of a college was a lot more interesting to me. I don't care about that. And honestly, the Chanels were not the character. Aside from three, the Chanels were not the characters I wanted to see come back. I'm really sad. I wasn't sure. I didn't really pay attention to the promo. I think Chad might have been in the promo.
I think Chad comes back.
Yeah, so that's good. But I wanted Chad as a regular. And especially, it makes sense for him to be, like, out of med school. So that's sad.
I'm sure he'll become a regular.
We'll see. And anyway, they kind of fill his void to some degree with the new doctors. But You know, so I was not excited about seeing more of the Chanels because they were the thing that I liked the least about, Chanel number one is the mm-hmm. thing that I liked the least about Scream Queens.
Yeah.
It was just, even though I think he had some good bits, and I think Emma Roberts honestly is doing a terrific job at just the, character, the character that I like don't this. Really yeah. like. Yeah. But I didn't hate her in this episode. No. And in fact, she had the first time I watched it, I actually laughed out loud when she goes, "I love blood." Like I had no idea. She was so excited about blood. I was like, "Yeah, that actually made me laugh."
Yeah.
But what do you want to talk about? Should we talk about the old people first and then move into the new people maybe?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So we really have no plan for that.
Yeah. What did you think of the three returning Chanels? Do you have
So once I reconciled that they were indeed back. I was a little I like their kind of commentary on where we left off from season one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is still very much their season one dynamic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of okay with that because, you know, they tried to evolve on it. And at this point, I'm like, you know, if we're going to have these characters, I want it to be like comfort food.
Yeah.
And all right, they're bitches. They're self-absorbed. They're insensitive. Fine. Yeah. Like, cool. They, you know, Chanel number one is going to be ragging on how ugly and stupid and fat they are.
Yeah.
Fine. Number three is my favorite, as always. Yeah. And is going to be like weird, dark, depressed, and removed. And weirdly enjoys mopping up semen, okay?
Yeah. I thought it was... I'm going to stop you with number three for a second. I thought it was odd how... so obviously she's supposed to be bi, right? I wasn't sure if she was supposed to be bi or if she was supposed to be... I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she became... Like, she, like, accepted her lesbianism by the end. Especially there was the whole thing she was, like, with the nurse in the asylum or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So I guess she's bi,
but it was just kind of surprising that between the semen thing and her with Cassidy in this episode, that they kind of, like, if you didn't watch season one, you mm-hmm. wouldn't even know that about her.
That's true.
I just thought that was not necessarily a problem, depending on where they go with it, but... Just, it stuck out to me.
Okay. But I kind of forgot about that.
Funny, definitely still funny.
So funny. Yeah, yeah. God, I love her. Out of all of them.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of like the least asshole-ish.
Yeah. There, at five, I go back and forth on.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think Abigail Breslin brings something to the character.
She's so manic.
Yeah. Well, and there are times where I definitely enjoy that, and then there are times where it's annoying as hell.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's very much like so put upon, but you're stupid and... unlikable too.
Yeah.
Like, you want to have pity for her, but it kind of runs out very easily.
I liked the Netflix thing with the making a murderer.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't make it through that, by the way. That was just too sad.
Yeah.
This was not. All right. Do we want to go to Zayday?
Well, before we do, should we talk about Hester real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I assume we're going to get more of her based on the promos.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty funny, the Hester thing. I think we were both sort of confused that they seemed like they just gave up on the Chanel's attacked by the Red Devil in the asylum thing.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Like,
that was...
Was that just because they didn't think they'd get a second season, and then they decided, oh, we have to bring Chanel back?
So it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Or they just... Murphy just wanted to drop... Not just Murphy. Who else is it?
Brad. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that crew.
That crew.
They just wanted to drop it.
Yeah.
Just like timing.
Yeah.
They just don't want to think about it too hard.
I did like the little bit of Denise we got.
Yeah. Oh, Denise. Denise Hemphill.
Let's talk
Special
about...
agent.
Let's talk about Zayday.
All right.
So...
What the fuck is up with Zayday?
Kind of our protagonist?
Ugh.
I'm confused.
They made her kind of unlikable.
So,
So
why did you find her unlikable?
Well, because she was being like... A lunatic, meaning, like, we're gonna cut into this patient's brain.
Yeah.
Like, what? This doesn't seem like the logical, reasonable Zayday from season one.
Yeah, and also, so there was also that weird point in the laundry room where she screams and freaks out when she sees them, and then is suddenly hugging them, and I'm like,
so fun.
Like, was that sarcasm or not? I have literally no idea what that was. It was really weird. And also, so, like, it's Kiki Palmer, right? The actress. So, like, I like her performance, but Zayday is not a very interesting character. And the thing is that this show is so crazy that I almost don't think we need a straight man. And the straight man is just boring in this show.
Yeah.
Like, it's Which usually I would say, like, they're very necessary to keep, like, keep things on any way relatable.
Well, also
but
for
this
contrast.
But still isn't relatable.
Yeah, so so that's another thing where I feel like with having her do things like that and having some of the stuff she says or does be very stylized, like, where she's having that patient consult
yeah.
and there's a fisheye lens.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was... But she's the emphasis on it. Like, she's doing most of the talking
yeah, yeah.
in that.
I like the drill thing. That was
yeah,
funny,
yeah, yeah. So that's the thing where they introduce that kind of weirdness. I'm like, is that them trying to be humorous? Because what? Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Kind of. So I don't know if it works yet.
I mean,
I don't know.
She just, to me, it's a weird thing because she is the most... I mean, even with the weird inconsistencies, she's the most normal, likable person on the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I care about that on this kind of show.
Yeah.
And because I still think she's the most boring.
Yeah.
She's the most predictable, right?
Yeah. I'll just say for recent history of American Horror Story,
yeah.
those characters are very often criticized.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you don't want a straight man in this. In
yeah.
American Horror Story, it's also just like, I don't need you here.
Yeah.
You're boring. Why are we wasting screen time?
Yeah, well, because it's like, I don't watch the show to connect with the characters. I watch the show to watch them from the sidelines going... It's kind of like how people watch reality shows,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you don't want to connect with it. You want to make fun of it.
Murphy is my reality.
and so it's... that's. I mean, I was debating with someone on Twitter about... Is Chanel the protagonist or is Zayday? Because I feel like they want us to root for Chanel over Zayday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean sympathize. I mean root for.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they want you to like Chanel's antics. Even though she's being a bad person, they want you to enjoy watching her being a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one with the biggest problem of feeling like she's fallen from grace.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who has a goal that she's going after.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who is successful. And
yeah.
and
in the sense of her plan of treatment.
Yeah, and her own ridiculous way.
Yeah.
And that is sort of, and that she, for this show, makes more sense as the protagonist, even though...
She's so like, unlikable.
Yeah.
So unlikable.
Yeah.
What the hell is this show?
This show is crap.
But... It's fun. It's
yeah.
fun. It's fun. What can I say?
Yeah.
Even criticizing it, like, that's not how medical school
yeah.
works. I'm not in medical school.
Yeah.
But I know.
Yeah.
No. No, no, no. But it's just like, you have to get accustomed to this reality.
Yeah. No, you have to just...
You just have to let
it's
go.
It's not
of...
trying to be real. It's
no.
trying to be surreal.
I know.
And, but does that... It doesn't... But the thing is complicated is, like, I don't think that earns them a pass, but it can still be fun. Like, that's the reason, like, I honestly don't know how to critically engage with this show, because there's no other comparison point, really.
Not really, except like, season one,
yeah,
I guess.
And so, I think the only way that I can engage with it is, did I have fun? And I didn't consistently, but I certainly did.
All right, so how about we talk about Dean Munch, since she's a
yeah,
returning character.
Yeah, Dr. Kathy Munch.
Ugh.
She's still Sue Sylvester. You know, I mean, how can I not think about Sue Sylvester when she talks about, like, talking with the Pope, and I've done it all, and, like, you know, like...
she's just ridiculous, and I remembered that I didn't really like her character either, so...
Yeah, I mean, there were times where we did.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is, like, the thing that's the most... interesting is that she has these ulterior motives, and I definitely thought, like, the whole thing where she killed her husband and everything,
oh, yeah.
like, that was an interesting part of her character,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we know off the bat that she is a murderer, you know,
mm-hmm.
starting off the season, and obviously the delivery, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis does
she's
a great job.
Good actress.
Yeah.
It's a good performance. I'm
yeah.
just like, hey, this is frustrating to watch
yeah.
all over again, of her special brand of... I know, like, there's the special brand of self-righteousness / self-involvement that I kind of like in the Chanels.
Yeah.
That I'm almost always sick of from
Munch.
Dean Munch.
Well, so that's the thing about Munch that's kind of frustrating, is that there are times where they want you to actually agree with her because she's saying real legitimate things.
Yeah.
And then there are times, but most of the time, she's just completely an asshole. And so I'm like, am I supposed to agree with her, but she's a hard ass, or am I supposed to hate her? Like, you know, like,
yeah.
And it's and it's difficult when they try to throw commentary onto these characters that are ludicrous.
Yeah, like, she was trying to make the commentary of how the medical field is all based on return customers.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, can't really disagree with that all yeah. that much. I mean, sometimes it's necessary, but I can kind of see the argument yeah, in a way yeah. behind that. So I'm like, all right, well, fuck. So
it's weird when Murphy is writing these characters saying things that I think he actually believes in, but in a sarcastic, you know, cynical way. And so I'm like, is he making fun of himself? Is it like, you know, like, I don't, like, what, I maybe. It's almost, like, there are times where I think it's almost too smart for me, but then there are other times where I'm like, no, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I did like, you know, just as a joke and delivery, I liked her being like, feminism is so boring.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. They're still entertaining lines. Yeah. And she's still entertaining. I'm just kind of like...
over it.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about the newcomers.
Ready. My favorite... Oh. My favorite has to be
Stamos. Stamos was the standout of the entire episode, in my opinion. I think
Brockholt, right?
Brockholt, yeah. His whole thing about his hand was
murder
amazing.
Hand, I yeah. love it.
And that's just the kind of like ridiculous, cheesy, you know, ridiculousness that I love from this show.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
those little ridiculous backstories. Like I think the best scene of the episode, honestly, was Zayday meeting him and Cassidy.
Yeah,
and. You know, I loved his thing with the hand almost going to Chanel's neck,
and yeah. he has to use his other hand to push it down. This is something that's, I wouldn't say it's a trope, but it's definitely a joke I've seen before.
Yeah.
Where, like, someone gets a murderous hand transplant.
Yeah, yeah.
I love his obsession with Harvard.
Yep.
I went to Harvard. He has a Harvard yeah. crest tattoo on mm. his shoulder blade.
Well, that's the thing is, I like that he's an interesting character because he's kind of like an arrogant douche, but he also kind of seems like he actually cares.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, like, a bad person. He's just arrogant as all
he's
hell.
He's like, if I'm not a surgeon, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
And isn't that kind of the premise of Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I know.
So, you
and
know.
Stamos was just great. Stamos is a...
He's just great. I heard him recently on the Nerdist podcast. He was coming on to promote Scream Queens.
Yeah.
So it makes me confident he'll at least survive towards the end of the season. And he's just charming and funny and, oh, Stamos.
Yeah. So good. And then Taylor Lautner as Cassidy Cascade, I thought was pretty enjoyable, too.
Yeah.
He had some really funny lines about, melts.
At least ice melts and feels warm.
When you warm it, or I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that. It was just really depressing.
But and then his things about I like silence because it's better than, it's the best thing you could do when you're thinking about the gaping hole in front of all of us. So, yeah.
Taylor Lautner is really good at staring off into the distance.
Yeah.
And
setting up him in three, I thought was great.
Yeah.
Great. Just, you know, the two guys were really solid additions. The Candy Striper, we'll see where that goes. He didn't
What's
really.
His name, like Chamberlain or
something like that, yeah.
That was weird.
Nothing, not, didn't really add anything to this episode.
He's
going to
get murdered. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Probably, unless he's like the killer, but probably not.
Probably yeah. not. All right. And I guess the last main new character would be Nurse Hoffel,
yeah.
played by Kirstie Alley.
Absolutely. Got nothing out of that. We'll see where it goes, but she wasn't fun. Like, they were trying too hard with her, I felt like.
She's someone they're setting up. I don't think she'll yeah. be fun, but she'll be like, kind of like I would say how Dean Munch was in the beginning of season one.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Well, yeah, the thing is, I think is funny... I think this show is like so subjective because it's so much like what line is too far like with each character because you could easily make the argument that like Chanel's too annoying, Five's too, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able for this episode at least to handle them. Her, I was just like, she's just stupid. Like, go away. Like,
I honestly didn't even have an emotional connection yeah. to her. I was like, ooh. Kind of maybe the big bad. She's a threat
yeah,
to Chanel,
yeah.
so at least we're setting up some conflict that
yeah.
someone's actually a threat to her.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that, honestly.
Yeah. Now, but we should also talk about... What were you going to say?
No, I'm waiting.
We should talk about the hairy woman.
Hairy woman, right. Cecily Werewolf. Strong.
Yep.
She's from SNL and a few other things.
I mean, so where do you... I don't know. I mean, not much to say about the actual performance. She was just...
She's funny.
Yeah. But what do you think about that sort of setup for the episode? And
I think it'll bring on some interesting scenarios, I guess. That's really it.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. So, murder fodder.
But, so, what was it that made you finish this episode and not just say, this is a terrible show, I don't want to ever watch it again? Like, what does make you want to come back?
I don't know, Dan. I don't know. It's just so stylized and ridiculous, but something about the characters draws you, like, the moments you like outweigh the ridiculousness of, like, this isn't reality, because you just kind of, after a point, accept that this isn't reality.
Exactly.
Even as you're complaining about it, at least in my case. And it's just, there's nothing else like it. So when it gives you this mystery, that's it. There's a mystery.
Yeah.
Who's the killer? I want to know. Even if it's dumb as shit, it makes no sense. Even though season one kind of worked out to make sense.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to know. Yeah. I want to know. That's it.
Season one, I mean, I honestly think that of the slasher shows we followed, that it had one of the better, like, even though you could figure out that it was Hester, it still had one of the better killer reveals and everything.
Not just reveals, but it was just, like,
because it also
so fun.
Yeah. Well, because it also went throughout the season, because we had, what was her name, Gina, and then we had Pete. It wasn't just one killer, and that really added something. I wonder if we just have one killer this year.
Honestly, but that might be refreshing.
Yeah. So, I liked the final sequence. I thought that was definitely, because I was getting through the episode and I was like, okay, we had the violent thing of Brock losing his hand, but there was no
ridiculously boring.
there was no other real horror throughout, which I thought was pretty surprising. And then we end with this really great visual sequence of the green meanie. I like the look of the green meanie. It's a nice
the fluorescent paint.
And it's reminiscent of the Red Devil, even with the color opening name. But with a nice twist, and I think a little creepier than the Red Devil.
Melty Swamp Man.
And just the lighting and the camera work and the music.
That's
the thing, is that they make these like, because it was actually kind of a scary scene, but it was also really cartoony, and it was like a music video, and there's nothing else like it. Now, I read it as the Green Meanie killed both of them, but now on the rewatch, you don't agree with me.
No. So, first of all, I stand by the... So, we see the Green Meanie kill whatever, the patient.
Yeah.
And her head in front of Chanel. But, and then it ends with a slice. Like, you hear the slice. So, it definitely, like, sliced into something.
Yeah.
I think that the killer just sliced into the head, like, the skull of the patient.
That's very possible.
And just will leave Chanel staring into the dead eyes of her. And the murder weapon is left on the scene.
Yeah.
And the only reason, not the only, but one of the reasons I think that is, if you don't see a death, it is not a death. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, but I just read it. I mean, they didn't show him cutting off. I just thought it was like, oh, we're not going to actually show him cutting off Chanel's head. But I guess if you actually killed her, you might show her head rolling or something.
Or like a plink, like some audio thing.
Yeah.
Another thing is, I checked IMDb, and this isn't definitive, but Abigail Breslin is listed for all 13 episodes for the season. That said, because she's coming off as a series, like, not just a regular, but a, like, central cast member.
Yeah.
It could be a contract thing. Like, no matter when she dies or if she dies, she has to be listed.
Also, IMDb is very
shifty in terms of its legitimacy.
Yeah.
So, that's not my main reason. My main reason is really, like, it feels like they want us to believe that she's dead.
Yeah.
So, I don't believe she's dead.
Yeah, I get it. If she isn't dead, I'm not as excited about the end of this episode, but it was still a cool stylized scene. But I thought it was pretty daring if they killed two people at once, and they killed five, especially.
Yeah, especially after bringing up having her have a confrontation kind of with the other Chanels.
Yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't really miss that character. Like, her having a big death would be worth her being gone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be fine with her being dead. honestly.
But let's talk about the similarities with season one's premiere.
Should we do the opening sequence?
Yeah, so that's okay, what I was going to, including with that.
Great.
So the opening, very reminiscent of season one.
It's a party.
Yeah, it's a party. It's set in the past. It's a bunch of, you know, suit, like even more than the Chanels in some way, just completely self-centered, super heightened ridiculousness of self-centered and arrogance, and
they're all looking for drugs and want a party. Medical
super
staff.
Surrealist, like does not feel like you're watching real humans interacting.
No.
And then death happens, and there's a baby left behind.
Yep,
very similar. I don't know if they're looking to subvert it in some way, but it just felt a little lazy. I don't know if they were looking at like, oh, this is our signature, but like, if that baby is one of the killers, I'm gonna be pissed.
I won't be pissed. I'll just be like, what's up? What's in the water over there? Like, I want something different. So I'm not saying I'm confident they'll subvert it.
Yeah.
I just would neither be surprised, like, nor upset. Yeah, either way, if they subvert it, okay. If they don't, haha, okay. Yeah.
But we should mention the actor who played the original Green Meanie, who the doctor,
Jerry O'Connell,
who is in Scream 2.
he's following us because we just watched the Veronica Mars
movie,
and he was there too. And I was like, Dad, don't you recognize him? That's the boyfriend from Scream 2. And I was like, are you kidding me?
He's everywhere.
He's in this thing, too.
So now they've had multiple Scream actors. That's
well, yeah. It makes sense of, like, he wants to honor slash bring back.
He should have got Allison Brie in there.
Aw, that would be nice. I wouldn't be surprised if she wanted to come back.
Yeah. Who else could they bring in? I think it would be nice if they had, like, a one-off with Neve Campbell or something.
She's a hard one to find. I think one of the last things she's been in was, like, a random episode of Mad Men, you know?
Really? Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was weird.
But the other big parallel with season one is that the first killing is very reminiscent of the lawnmower incident with people's heads sticking out.
Yes.
Now, I still love this sequence. I hope this is where the parallels end with the murders. Mm-hmm. Like, that isn't the same sort of idea again. But we'll see.
So, right now, if you're coming from our American Horror Story podcast, then we're repeating ourselves to connect them.
Yeah.
But right now, this season of Roanoke is connecting back to Murder House, which was season one.
Yeah.
And we're kind of annoyed in a little way of, like, this feels familiar. And now it's like, are you kidding me? This feels familiar, too.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Very strange. Very strange choices. I don't know. I still think that the season one premiere is probably better than this. It just, it was a harder pill to swallow because I'd never watched the show before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I was not a fan of, like, the racism parts of that. But if you cut that out, I still think that premiere was probably stronger. But this was still a fun episode, as ridiculous as it was.
I like the setup. It's a hospital near a swamp. The swamp has, like, dangerous swamp gas or whatever.
Yeah.
Place to dispose bodies. We're going to have strange patients coming in throughout the season.
Well, that's the thing. We're definitely going to have to expand this cast because it's not big enough to be killing off people and have lots of suspects.
Yeah.
So
they're going to have to. And that was kind of one of our complaints last season, too, of, like, this cast now feels too essential.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, even if they bring back, you know, more of, they're going to have to kill, like, Denise or Chad or, you know, start.
I mean, yeah, because we don't want to get into a pattern of just killing off random patients that pop in. I mean, and I think that's kind of the setup as far as what I saw in the promo, is that they keep killing off the patients to make the hospital fail.
Mm-hmm.
So at least if they do that, at least hopefully there'll be fun guest stars that have ridiculous parts.
I'm assuming Hester is going to be a patient.
Yeah, I could see that. And curing her of her insanity or something.
I guess. See, that's something I'm weirdly enough looking forward to less. Like, I feel like Lea Michele might be.
What?
Like, I'm kind of done with her character.
Really?
Especially.
Oh, I don't feel that way, because I feel like we didn't really see her actual character for more than an episode.
That's fine.
So,
I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that? Yeah. I don't know. I like Lea Michele in that role. I wasn't a huge fan of Hester, like, who she was throughout, aside from her weird things with Chad.
Poo belly.
Yes.
That was weird. I don't know why that's... I hate the stuff that sticks. Like, I know things. I went to college, and that's kind of washing out of my head certain things. Like, what was in my sociology class? Oh, interesting. Okay. Instead, fucking poo belly has taken the place of learning whatever it is I learned in that class. Yeah. So, bye-bye important information. Hello, Ryan Murphy land. Yeah. Like,
I am wondering... A lot of, like, the social commentary last time was about, like, millennials and stuff, and mm-hmm. I think it was because of the college setting to a degree.
Yeah.
Do we think most of the social commentary is going to be around healthcare?
Healthcare.
That's
psychiatry,
way less interesting to
me. Maybe, like, not just prison system. Mm. Although that's kind of like a fun, not fun, yeah. but like.
Oh, prison system.
It's, thank you. It's in vogue to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with
a hot Orange topic.
Orange is the New Black and other stuff. So, again, wouldn't be surprised with anything.
Yeah. Shall we throw out, as we end out here, shall we throw out our green mini predictions?
I'm not ready to.
You're not ready? But wait, that's the whole point, is you're throwing out. We're just going crazy.
All right. There's you go first.
I have no idea.
Thank you! Like, we have 5 characters.
Yeah, we're very low on people. I don't think it's any of the returning people.
No, and I don't really want to say that it's a Cassidy Cascade.
Yeah.
I think that's too obvious.
Yeah, and then they tried to set up, like... And actually, they set up, Brock is the opposite of what the Green Mini would want, because this is his last chance. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't want the hospital to fail.
Unless he's lying.
Yeah.
But I don't think he is.
But timeline-wise, if someone's the baby, right? So that was 85. So
it would not be John Stamos.
Yeah. No, so it's about 30 years ago, right? So it could be maybe Taylor Lautner, if they want to say Taylor Lautner is older than we think
he is. He's like 24.
Well, yeah, but I think he's supposed to... He's actually a doctor, right?
Yeah, so, okay, fine. So he could be like 26 or 27.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
This timeline already makes no sense.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Well, actually, I wonder, maybe Taylor Lautner is the baby, but not the killer, because he brings up, like, medical system failed my family.
Yeah.
So then maybe he knows that they failed his dad, and they failed, maybe his mom got sick after that, and they failed her.
Sure. Let's go with the orphan shtick again.
Yeah. So we'll see. I really don't know who else it would be aside from, like, because I don't think it's any of the
I don't think it's any of the people we've met yet.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I don't think they've introduced this character.
I mean, I guess it could be the nurse, but I hope not. And I hope not with
I don't
the candy
think
striper,
so.
Too.
Kirstie Alley is too old, too, unless she's again, well, they do the sister of the...
Well, that's what I was saying. Maybe Taylor Lautner is the orphan, but he's not the killer.
But that's what they kind of... I don't want that.
You don't want that?
No.
You'd rather the orphan be the killer? I'd rather...
No, I don't. I just don't know what I want. Yeah. I don't know...
What you want.
I don't know what I want. I just
You're the one that I want.
Aw, that's very sweet of you. But very I want smart. This to be a 10 episode season instead of 13.
I know.
I don't want it to be 13 episodes. I don't want to sign up for 13 plus weeks of this. But I'm already signed up, fucking hell.
We should read some tweets we got.
We have tweets.
At Mofear says, Jack watched Scream Queens and loved it. I don't even care who the killer is. I just want to see these crazies interact for a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
More tweets. More tweets. So from at Looney_Tunes brought up an important thing. They said... By the way, am I crazy or did the show jump 2 years in literally 1 year?
Yes. I mean, yes, meaning
it did
both. I think
it did. I'm very confused about the timeline here. So, the killings ended in December 2015. Then we saw 2016 was when Zayday was the president of Capitao. And... So then they say, so if the Chanels were arrested in 2015, and then she hadn't, Mike said he hadn't seen them for 2 years, that doesn't make any sense.
So Munch has to be wrong.
Yeah. I just don't know why didn't they say present day at the top of the episode? Why do they have to specifically say 2016?
So Zayday graduated in a year and a half. So let's say that the year and a half includes her freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And then her sophomore, like, halfway through her sophomore year. So, either way, that puts you in fucking 2017.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I assume, like, I would be surprised if they miss out on, like, having a Halloween episode. So, like, I think it's...
So it's October.
Yeah, it's gonna be, like, what? In actually real time, September 2016. Doesn't make any sense. And that's the thing is, this is the kind of show where, if they called that out, and was like, man, a lot of things happened in the past year or whatever, like, I wouldn't care then.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just like, well, you're being ridiculous, and who cares? But when you... are trying to, like, pull one over on us, it kind of is annoying.
Well, it's kind of like the Red Devil visiting, trying to kill the Chanel in the asylum.
Yeah,
like, you just
yeah.
kind of forget that and
yeah.
want to ignore it.
Yeah. I think those are the main tweets that I wanted to read.
Okay.
If people want to be part of the podcast in the future, you can tweet us at ScreamPod on Twitter or send us an email, thescreamcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes,
please do that.
Please do.
Also, listen to our back catalog of season one episodes
and
other show/movie podcasts.
Yep, a doodle.
Under the Scream pod.
Oh, my.
Screamcast.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's our. It's late.
Yes.
We just did a lot of Murphying.
A lot of Murphying. Well, I hope you join us in this crazy, crazy experiment. And we'll
is
see.
This is really an experiment. We did this in season one. We know.
I think this is. I must have forgotten. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Scream you later.
Scream you later. God help us.